I don't know about you, but I have a lot of things on my mind right now, not the least of which is what the heck I'm going to say in this sermon. I feel like there are some elephants in the room that need to be addressed. First, as we pray for a swift end to the war in Ukraine, we are faced tonight with Saint Sergius, one of Russia's greatest saints. Then there's this part in the gospel reading about a wedding banquet, which might put some of us in mind of particular conversations about who is marrying who. To say that it was a surprise to hear that St. Mark's Ocean Park wanted to call the Reverend David Taylor, whose positions on marriage are fairly well known, might be a little bit of an understatement. And finally, in the midst of economic times when housing and food costs are skyrocketing, and churches particularly are feeling the pinch, we are faced with Jesus' words advising us to sell our possessions and to give alms. These are three elephants that need to be addressed. So, St. Sergius first. Sergius lived at a time when the Mongol horde occupied Russian territories and had done so for a long time. He was a monk, and so he very much wanted to keep himself out of politics, but that's tough when the Mongol horde is dominating everything around you. Sergius certainly advocated for peaceful solutions to conflict whenever possible, but he did bless the Prince of Moscow, Dmitry Donskoy, who led armies to challenge the dominance of the Mongol Empire. The shoe is certainly on the other foot for Russia these days, as it has become the dominant empire that it once fought against so long ago, maybe especially because of its aggression in Ukraine. We can hold up Sergius as an advocate for peace, but also as someone who is engaged in opposing the forces of domination and oppression. That's a ministry that Jesus himself was engaged in somewhat. Next, let's wonder about weddings. Weddings in the Bible are often used as metaphors for the relationship that Christ has with the church. And this is a relationship that comes with promises about how we are going to behave in the world. And luckily, our gospel reading gives us a few clues about how we're going to behave in the world, especially after celebrating something as blessed and joyous as a wedding. After a wedding, we are meant to return to our homes, to be as generous as possible with those people in our lives who are less fortunate than we are. The master returns from the wedding celebration and offers food and drink to his slaves. He serves them. Just so, we are intended to leave our celebrations in the church, celebrations of Eucharist, or baptism, even inductions, and to offer our service to those whom we encounter. And this is the attitude that David will take into any other kinds of conversations that go on around here about weddings and marriages. His job is not to dominate or force a particular point of view on anyone. His job is to serve you and assist you as you explore questions of faith and theology. His job is to help you clarify your own positions on this issue and many other important issues, not to promote his own point of view. He is not the Mongol horde or the Russian Empire. Like St. Sergius, David will advocate for peaceful solutions in times of conflict, though he will also stand up to dominant and oppressive approaches when the need arises. So that's two elephants down. The third elephant in the room is this question of selling all your possessions and giving alms. In tough economic times, it is tempting to hold onto one's wealth and possessions. It's tempting to store up treasures in your own pockets in order to achieve a sense of security. I think this church and every other church has been longing for a return to that sense of security ever since the pandemic closed our doors and we all went online for a day. We want to feel safe again. We want to feel whole again. We want to maybe even relax again, just for a minute. But today's gospel reading tells us that if we put our wealth in our own pockets, or in the bank, or underneath the mattress, that's where our hearts will be. And what good is a heart that is pushed way down in a pocket, or locked up in a bank, or squished under a mattress? Our hearts need to be out in the world, shining Christ's love brightly into the lives of those who live in our neighborhoods and in our communities. If we have felt insecure in these post-pandemic times, imagine how much more insecure a family who lives paycheck to paycheck feels. Imagine how much more insecure a senior who can't get out to buy her own groceries anymore feels. Imagine how much more insecure the refugee family fleeing from oppression and war, yes, in Ukraine, but also Afghanistan and Yemen and hundreds of other places all around the world. Imagine how that family feels. Now, I already know that St. Mark's has a heart for this kind of ministry. I know that St. Mark's knows what it means to be generous and hospitable with its possessions. This parish has the capacity to be light and hope, not just for the people that live here on the peninsula in South Surrey, but for people all across the Lower Mainland, and indeed for people all around the world. You have the capacity, I would say. You have the will, I would say. And I would say that with David, you will have the leader. This is a very, very exciting matchup, the parish of St. Mark's Ocean Park and the Reverend David Taylor. I feel like the possibilities for ministry from this place are countless. So I'll leave you with three questions. Where are the dominant or oppressive powers around here that need someone to stand up to them? Who are the people around here that you need to serve? And what are the resources that you have here to share with the world? I know I'm looking forward to the answers to these questions. I know that the bishop is looking forward to the answers to these questions. I think the whole diocese is very curious to see what happens next. And I know also that the world is just dying to know what you will offer